You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Was Ben Woods with the wonderful track Lozenge. And we've got Ben Woods on the line. Morena, Ben, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. It's nice to hear from you. That is a single that came out a long time ago now, and one of your first sort of songs you released under your own name. How does it feel? Because we're talking to you now about a brand new track that just came out last week called Body Rhyme, which we're going to listen to shortly. And it has a very different, I guess, like sonic texture to that particular song. What's been going on for you in the last wee while that led to this new work?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was just thinking that when we were listening to it too. It is quite a big shift. I mean, that's definitely, it was like the poppiest one. That was the first one I wrote, and it just came out that way, and then took a big downwards dive, I guess, in terms of everything being a bit more like chilled out or somber. But I don't know, it's the nice thing with making music and recording music on your own is you can kind of just tap into a I don't know, you've just got total freedom with it, and you can kind of just tap into the whole flow state, or whatever people like to call it, and you can kind of just, I don't know, just open the door and see what comes out. And I don't know, it's definitely, it's been a lot different. I guess it's just experimenting with different different sounds, and also kind of finding my own, discovering my own, like, pace and tone. And I think that was writing that Lozenge song that we just listened to. There's a lot of music like that I love. But I think I did that, and then slowly I've kind of found where I fit. If that makes sense, you know?
No, that totally makes sense, yeah.
And I think it's, I think it's just somewhere. That's the thing. I still do write songs like that sometimes, but I guess it just doesn't have to be one thing, you know?
And no.
It's kind of just a lot of fun exploring that and kind of shifting back and forth. And I feel like with the new track, Body Rhyme, it actually, that song speaks to me of that whole thing where it is kind of like throwing everything at the wall, and that compared to a lot of my other songs, probably like a bit more complex and like strange, and I kind of was experimenting with new instruments and like new ideas and stuff like that. So yeah, I guess it's just the constant
journey changing,
or whatever you want to call it, towards something. I don't know, you just keep going and different things pop up.
it's got this beautiful video which you've created with Martin Sagadun, who listeners will be familiar with because they've done so many amazing videos for people like Marlon Williams, for Aldous Harding, for lots of other fellow Littleton-based musicians. What's it like working with Martin? Because they've got such unique vision, and the video for this is like a very, well, you can probably describe it better than me, but it's a very sort of spooky, hypnotic experience. What's that process of creating this visual part been like?
Well, I've known Martin since I was probably like 16 years old, and so it's very casual at this point, which is nice. You know, it doesn't feel like in any way like our relationship is definitely extends through making stuff together. You know, but I was it's kind of been like Martin said to me the other day. Actually, we had we caught up and had like a little celebratory drink because the video came out. And they were saying to me that it feels like all the videos we've done so far were kind of, in a way, like leading to this one. And that we were trying to figure out, because I guess through all of them, it's hard to know what to call it, but I guess we've co-directed them in that, like, I've usually come up with a concept. And then Martin is the one who has the tools to realize it, you know?
So,
but with this one, I kind of just was thinking, I wanted to focus on the visuals rather than some sort of like big narrative or like concept, you know? Like, I feel like if you keep it basic, if you keep it simple, then it can be, you can put all your attention to that, you can create something quite striking that would sit with the music really well, rather than how a lot of people seem to do, where really like a huge, you know, in regards to the concept and all these different locations and all these kind of things. But often that, for me at least, can be somewhat underwhelming. And so with this one, just having, you know, like I think we had 10 minutes of like this expired 16 mil film and the song was like 4.5 minutes, you know, so it's like every take had to be pretty like usable. And only using my body for it and kind of trying to, I don't know, kind of remove myself from it in a way, just make it visually interesting, but not make it necessarily all about the fact that it's just me like kind of gyrating like naked, you know, and like make that actually good to watch. So I don't know, it was definitely it was fun, it was really fun, and it made me feel, I think it made us both feel like we kind of finally got what we're both after when we're doing this kind of stuff. So I'm just excited to do the next one.
Yeah, it's good to have those relationships which you can just keep coming back to, and where you've got this confidence in each other's ability to understand what you're trying to say creatively, that you can bring forward an idea and then leave it in, you know, Martin's hands and let them do what they're going to do with it. That's a pretty special thing to be able to have those collaborations.
It really is, and like one thing I really appreciate about Martin is that you can kind of hardline them pretty well, and they take it super well, and I don't know, just like that was the start of our relationship with the video stuff. I was a little nervous about that, you know, when you're trying to collaborate with someone and you kind of have to say to them sometimes like, no, like that is not what I think should happen. It can be kind of like, you kind of got to be on, not on good terms I guess, but have like a kind of broader understanding of what you're doing. So it doesn't become personal, and I think we've really nailed that. And with this one, it was so easy, and we've just, I don't know, it went really well. So we've got another one that we're going to try to do sometime, I think, with a bunch of puppets. So I'm excited to see what happens there.
Very cool. It's sounding like you're gearing up towards another release. What's on the horizon for 2021? We're looking forward to having you up in Tamaki Makaurau for a gig. But what are you working towards at the moment?
Well, I mean, it's been a pretty buzzy couple, you know, like the last year was just like a blur, a strange blur. Now, but all through that, I was working on a bunch of recordings here, and with Benny Edwards, who just lives pretty close by, so that was like quite convenient, and we could kind of take the needed breaks due to COVID and keep it relatively casual. So yeah, we've just been working on heaps of stuff, and so there's this track. I'm gonna, you know, there'll definitely be another video, I think, that we're gonna kind of work towards, but there's definitely a lot of stuff, so there will be another release. I'm just not certain when exactly or how it'll look, but there's a lot of stuff there, and I feel like this new track, this is the first one I actually wrote after my first album came out, but I feel like it really nicely bridges, you know, onto some of the other stuff that we've worked on together, so
yeah,
it's kind of, yeah, it fits really nicely to have this thing out, because it kind of gets even, in my mind at least, gets even more distant from that first kind of record. So it's nice to have like a couple of songs that just, you know, kind of drip feed, but there will definitely be a release. I just can't really say where, I don't know, you know, it's still kind of working.
Still brewing on it.
The songs are there. We've got the recordings, you know.
Nice.
And that won't really stop. There's always more of that stuff to do, so it'll all happen, but I'm just kind of mostly excited to have this track out,
yeah,
work on some video stuff, and then go on this tour and test out the songs we've been recording.
Well, we're going to see you on the 12th of March in Tamaki Makaurau playing at Whammy Bar with Emily Adrosa. And if people feel like going for a little roadie from Auckland up to Lee, then you're playing at the Lee Sawmill on the 13th, also with Emily. So that's going to be a good couple of shows for people in the Auckland region to head along to.
It's going to be awesome.
Looking forward to seeing you up here, Ben. Thank you very much for chatting to us. I think we should listen to the track now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, have a lovely weekend, and we'll see you in early March.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show.
Ka kite.
Bye.
Shapes that made our bodies rhyme. Thought you had insult to lie. The easy things to say don't time. With all the pieces of our past, we wouldn't know a thing to us. Maybe we just brought them back. Maybe we ignore them
thank you.
Don't you know nothing? Don't you? But I'm not going away.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.